Not really. We've had this continuous fighting over the last couple of days. In fact, there was another skirmish yesterday. We believe there were another two people killed. It's still unconfirmed. All these deaths have been on the battlefield. Have been brought to the hospitals. They're saying that the 20 deaths so far. Yesterday was another two, so about 22 deaths, all unconfirmed yet, because they've not been brought to the hospital. But the fighting is going on. The security forces consisting of the mobile squad 7, 9, and 11, plus the contingent from the army from Mon Barracks. We're still maintaining the vigil, ensuring that the town, the vital services and government installations are protected. The two tribes have not yet come to a round table. The fighting is still going on.
To what extent do you believe that that the situation is under control, therefore, or do you feel that you're going to need reinforcements if things continue like this?
We're in fact talking to the leaders of both sides. We believe one side, the Kala tribe, which is the tribe that the provincial administrator belongs to, is managed to sort of control his people. The people on the other side, consisting of the key people of Teramanda village, who have been accommodating the Kanda people, the Don Polish people, who have come over for the counting period. Those are the people that we're finding it a bit hard to get through to. Yesterday, we managed to talk to some of the leaders of the Key tribe. The Key is a very big tribe, consists of 7 sub-clans. Not all the Keys are supporting the Kandaps in the fight. It's only a faction or a sub-clan from that tribe who are harboring the Kandaps, launching the attack from their land onto the Kal tribe. So we managed to talk to some of the leaders yesterday and last night, and they at their own meeting, they said that today they will invite the security forces to come over to Teramanda to talk to the entire Key and the Kanda people from Don's tribe who are key to stop the fighting, back up and leave Okanda.
Would you characterize, therefore, what is going on as peace talks per se, or is this really just the first step along the road to trying to sort this situation out? Because, of course, people will say that the reason it is happening is because the election was rigged and votes that were cast were not counted, and until that situation is sorted out, surely there's going to continue to be a flashpoint.
Actually, we've been using the provincial Peace and Good Order Committee, headed by a councillor, going back and forth to the two tribes, telling them to stop the fighting. It's been happening over a couple of days. Yesterday, we thought that we would have the tribes assemble for us to move in, for the security forces to move in with the peace mediation team to talk to them. But unfortunately, there were some gun shots fired in the bushes that disrupted that meeting yesterday. And everybody pulled back. We're trying it again today to see if we can achieve some progress. In fact, at about 5:36 a.m. this morning, I sent the troops back to the battlefield, the border between the two tribes. We've declared a no man's land on that area. So the military and the mobile squad are there now. And we've got a police spokesman on PA system addressing the two tribes not to cross over on either side of the village. By 9 or 10 a.m., if all is clear, I expect to lead the contingent of peace mediators and security personnel over to the Key side, the Teramanda side, where I will talk to the Teramanda people and the Kanda people, who the Key leaders will be assembling. If I get some positive response, I will return back to the Kala side and talk to them. The Kala side are easy to manage because they are listening to the provincial administrator. We've been having a good progress from there. But if the ones on the other side, the Kala people and the Key people were difficult ones to handle at this moment.
We know there have been a significant number of deaths already. Are you in a position to arrest any suspects, or is that just not practical or possible at this time?
At this time, the situation is a bit tense. The suspects actually behind instigating this problem. We've already got names. We know who they are. In fact, not all the key people involved. It's only a faction, as I said, and we know who they are. After the fight has been brought to a halt, everybody agrees to through for the ceasefire. That's the time when we will ask the suspects to surrender. In fact, we're working on making a warrant of arrest in their names. So that will be after peace has been achieved, there's normalcy. That will move to that part of the plan.